at the fairgrounds there in Xenia, Ohio. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Your front row center at the ball game.
And it gets so humid in Ohio in May that the fat guys start making their own gravy.
Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The aroma of that place, between that and the porta potties by Saturday afternoon, oh, it brings tears to your eyes. The Toronto Blue Jays play the second game of a three-game series against your Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon at PNC Park. Last night, the Buccos were shut out by the Blue Jays. Buccos only got four hits in their shutout loss, and the Pirates are right now in the midst of a five-game losing streak following a four-game winning streak. Johan Oviedo will look to get back on track today when he starts for the Pirates. He's given up just 11 earned runs in his past two starts, totaling 7 2/3 innings. Game time on the north side, 6:35. Philadelphia Phillies slugger Bryce Harper was saluted with a 25-second standing ovation prior to his first at-bat in Friday night's game against the Boston Red Sox. Harper was playing in his first game in Philadelphia since he had Tommy John surgery on his right elbow in the offseason. That game was delayed after a fan fell into the visiting team's bullpen requiring medical attention. Witnesses said the fan was reaching from the seating area in an attempt to retrieve a ball when he fell during the top of the first inning. He was taken off the field in a stretcher. The Phillies pretty much were taken off the field in a stretcher, too. They lost to the Red Sox by a score of 5-3. The Houston Astros lost to the Seattle Mariners by a score of 6-4 after the game. The manager announced that Houston starter Luis Garcia needs Tommy John surgery, and he'll miss the rest of the season. That's another major blow to the Houston Astros' starting pitching rotation. Anthony Santander is heating up, which is another good sign for the streaking Baltimore Orioles. He homered from both sides of the plate last night as the Orioles beat the Atlanta Braves by a score of 9-4. It was a wild and eventful day at Churchill Downs yesterday. Saw three Kentucky Derby horses scratched, a trainer suspended, and two Derby Day starters briefly getting loose on the track. Often called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the Derby kicks off the Triple Crown, which includes the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. The last horse to win all three of those races was Justify in 2018. The call to the post is at 6:57 p.m. today. There's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon, high of 74. Cloudy overnight with a low of 51. Showers likely Sunday, high 73. Monday, showers and thunderstorms, high 74. And then on Tuesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 71. Right now, 71 in Beaver County. It's 69 outside our weather window.
Don't fall in the springtime. It's just too soon, and the time has come, but it's just too soon. You're not alone on this old planet. It's still all yours to do as you may. You're not. Big blue sky, the sparkling water, the river flowed right through our town on the way down to the lake. You're not alone on this old planet. It's still all yours to do as you may.
Young and Crazy Horse. The new album is called World Record. The tune is called This Old Planet. I'm Jay Thurber, your old disc jockey. I thought we were going to hear from Roy Mulhill this hour, but we didn't. Maybe we'll hear from him in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm not sure. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Districts in Pennsylvania and across the country can apply for grant funding to get new buses that run on cleaner fuel sources. There's $400 million available through the EPA's Clean School Bus Program. 11 school districts in the state have already gotten just over 100 electric buses. The application deadline for the next Clean School Bus Program grant is August 22nd. Mandy Warner with the Environmental Defense Fund in Pennsylvania says all 50 states applied for buses the first year of the program. Warner says having more electric vehicles on the road has health and climate benefits, and they're about 60% cheaper to operate than traditional school buses.
There's huge demand for building out cleaner buses and really exciting opportunities to get more EV buses on the road.
With fewer than 2 weeks until the municipal primary election, more than 683,000 Pennsylvanians have applied for mail ballots, and more than 63,000 people applied for an absentee ballot to vote in the primary, according to the Pennsylvania Department of State. Megan Pierce with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says to vote by mail, you have to apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot by 5 p.m. next Tuesday.
And you can apply for that via your county election board. And then in order to have your mail ballot be counted, your ballot must be received by your county election office by May 16th, 2023 at 8 o'clock p.m. So that's election day. Postmarks are not enough.
Rochelle Kaplan with the League of Women Voters Pennsylvania says when voters receive their ballot, it will come in an official outer envelope with the ballot inside, along with a secrecy envelope and a declaration or mailer envelope. She adds it's critical voters read the instructions carefully and pay attention to all the envelope's correspondence. She adds if the declaration envelope does not have the signature and a date, it could be set aside and the vote may not be counted. In Pennsylvania and across the country, U.S. Postal Service workers say they're struggling to keep up amid serious staffing shortages. And they've launched a campaign to call attention to what they call adverse work environments at some facilities. Kim Miller, Keystone Area Local President of the American Postal Workers Union, says the union surveyed its members to learn about their working conditions and got an earful.
Complaints are short staffing, bullying, not being trained, the supervisors not being trained. It takes a long process to get in, and they feel like they can't use the union. There's retaliation for using the union.
In an email statement, the Postal Service called the union's position absent of anything based in reality. The union's director of industrial relations, Charlie Cash, says in the collective bargaining agreement to address workplace issues, they typically develop specific programs to improve the working conditions. He says this time they faced opposition from the Postal Service.
Unfortunately, the Postal Service has had no interest in that. Our very first meeting, they told us that the reason for the toxic work environment was because the unions were too active in enforcing the collective bargaining agreement.
Cash says the results of the stalemate are that the public isn't receiving the best service it could. And among workers who are hired, the turnover rate is high. I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Radio. She lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying.
Days on Radio 9. This is the Iceman, Jerry Butler.
Very hard to do. If you really love him, then there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. And if the way I hold you can't compare to his caress, no words of consolation will make me miss you less. My darling, if this is goodbye, oh, I just know I'm gonna cry. So run to him before you start trying to. And make it easy on yourself. Oh, make it easy on yourself. Cause breaking up is so very hard to do.
Radio 9 412-385-7450, also on Mastodon, Facebook, and Post News. Much more music tech. We lost Harry Belafonte just about a week ago. April 25th, to be exact, one of the few performers to have received an EGOT, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. A great American singer, actor, activist, humanitarian, big mover and shaker during the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s, a celebrity ambassador for juvenile justice, a vocal critic of civil rights violations both at home here and abroad, winner of the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. Just hard to really encapsulate the man's influence on American culture so far beyond singing and acting. Made his final screen appearance in a movie that my wife and I really enjoyed, Spike Lee's Black Klansman. Just a phenomenal talent, something one of those kinds of talents that comes along maybe once every generation or so. He also has a very interesting distinction in pop music history. Obviously, a million-selling artist many times over, but his second album, which went to number one on the Billboard charts in 1955, was the very first album to go to number one. It was the first time that Billboard had ranked record albums. And his self-titled second album, Belafonte, went to number one in 1955. He was finally bumped out of the number one spot after several weeks by a guy you may have heard of named Elvis Presley. Anyways, here's a cut from that album, which came out in 1955. Harry Belafonte on Radio 9.
Hey, Ma Tilda. Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela once again now. Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. $500 friends I lost. Woman even sell me cat and horse. Hey, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Ma Tilda, sing up the chorus. Ma Tilda, sing a little louder. Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Ma Tilda,
going round the corner.
Ma Tilda,
sing up the chorus.
Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was to buy me house and land. Then she got a serious plan. Hey, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Ma Tilda,
going round the corner.
Ma Tilda, Ma Tilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda's give me money. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 he make me money and run Venezuela.
Let's again now,
Matilda.
Sing a little softer, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run.
first time ever I saw your face. I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the endless sky.
Your mouth, I felt the earth move in my head, like the trembling heart of a captive bird. Was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command the first time.
Belafonte and Lena Horne from 1970. Before that, Harry Belafonte from 1955. Before we do the weather, let's do one more song. Get your feet tapping at least. As we remember the late, great, legendary Harry Belafonte on Radio 9.
Shake your body line. Shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line, child. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora. I tell you, friends, I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Jump in the light, rock your body in time. Jump in the light, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line.
Shake, shake, shake,
Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, the tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line, child.
Shake, shake.
Sinora, shake it all the time.
I tell you, work, 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 Sinora, work your body line.
Work, Sinora, work it all the time.
Now let me give you a warning. From evening till early morning, when Sinora, she gets the notion, she shake down the moon and stir up the ocean.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe it.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Sinora, shake your body line.
Work, 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 Sinora.
Work it all the time.
Dance, 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 Sinora.
Dance it all the time.
Work, 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 Sinora.
Work it all the time.
Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she get the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line.
Shake it all the time.
Harry Belafonte, three in a row on Radio 9 at 225. Much more music time. I think we are going to have Roy after the 2:30 break. I'm not sure, but he apparently, this had better have been at his own expense, went to London to cover the coronation to give us the man on the street point of view, so to speak. So we'll stay tuned for that. We hopefully will have that shortly. New music from the Revivalists coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in sporting 88.3 WIRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic. They provide online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spakbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WIRCT, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. When you buy prescription or even over-the-counter drugs online from unknown sources, you could be paying a steep price. That is your health. Counterfeit medications not made by professionals can injure or even kill you. Know where your medication is coming from. Purchase from legitimate sources. Don't take the chance that you're buying fake. make sure you buy safe, because counterfeit drugs can put your life at risk. Counterfeits hurt. You have the power to stop them. Protect yourself from counterfeit products. Visit ncpc.org/getreal. That's a message from the National Crime Prevention Council.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly sunny this afternoon, high of 74, cloudy overnight, low 52. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high 72. Monday, chance of showers, cloudy, 76. Tuesday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high of 74. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 74 in Beaver County, 67 in Butler, 70 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT 69 degrees with new music from the Revivalists.
I walked downtown to get my fortune read. She took one look and this is what she said.
Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31 from 1970. Here's Elton John on Radio 9.
I've always said there was nothing to love. Now I hear you bragging, one of not enough.
so hard sometimes to understand. This vicious circle's getting out of hand. Don't need an extra eye to see that the fire spreads the faster in degrees. And I don't wanna go on to you like that. Don't wanna be a feather in your cap. Just wanna tell you, honey, I ain't mad. But I don't wanna go on to you like that. But I don't wanna go on to you like that. One more set of boots on your welcome mat. You're just a happy quitter.
Radio 9 at 2:35, much more music time. I'm probably going to regret this, but apparently at great expense to the Radio 9 credit card, Roy Mulhill has flown first class on British Airways to London to cover the coronation, and he is standing by right now, I believe, on a street somewhere in London, I think near Waterloo Station. Is that correct? So come in, please, Roy Mulhill.
Are we on? Tell me when we're on. No, just give me a cue when we're on.
You're on the air, you moron!
Whoa. 3, 2, 1. Roy Mulhill reporting from London, where much excitement today as King Charles III was crowned in Westminster Abbey at a ceremony steeped in ancient ritual, brimming with bling. At a time when the monarchy is trying to remain relevant, Charles was presented with an orb, a sword, and a scepter that had the solid gold bejeweled St. Edward's crown placed atop his head as he stood and sat upon a 700-year-old oak throne. It was the culmination of 70 years of waiting for the king to become heir to the monarch after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. I'm here now with someone who has witnessed some of the pageantry, a Londoner. What is your name, sir?
Oh, it's Alf Schmidlap.
Alf Schmidlap. And you saw some of the ceremonies for
it? I saw also.
And you are a lifelong Londoner?
I was born and raised, yeah, a lot of my whole life.
But obviously you don't remember the coronation of Queen Elizabeth back in 1953.
Ah, it's not even born yet. I'm not talking about it now.
Uh-huh. And what did you think of we mentioned the pageantry. You know, this is a 700-year-old tradition here of installing the monarch. It must have really been very moving to you.
Oh, it's wonderful when you see it. But the people say that the fucking gods. But I have one hand in the world and the other not a hand.
Uh-huh. What about Charles? Charles III, of course, taking over his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, on the throne for 70 years and beloved by everyone. Do you think he can live up to her legacy?
Oh, that's all. If he bought this, it's fine. And if he don't, it's all. But if you, then if you got a hand, he's understand. And it was sure.
Do you offer subtitles? What about Camilla? A lot of people quite controversial. Of course, a lot of people wishing that Princess Diana had lived to see this and had been part of this ceremony. What's your feelings about Queen Camilla?
But anyway, it's a more beneficent. But that don't have the mercy.
And Harry attended the ceremony, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, but not Meghan Markle. All right, thank you very much for those enlightening comments. Alf Schmidlap, a lifelong Londoner who witnessed a coronation ceremony this morning, giving you the man on the street perspective of today's coronation. This is Roy Bellhill reporting live for Radio 9, sending it back to you in the studio, Jay. Do you speak English?
Thank you very much, Roy. That was really, truly enlightening. I'm so glad we spent the money for that.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
That's about right. A lot of people say that about this show.
I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real sweet girl.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real cute girl. I take it down, down. I take it down, down. I take it down, down. Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl and go, boy. Saturday, that's a Saturday. Gotta chat away to the girls you stuck to staring shops and boutiques. Lend me a fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there. Even better, get a bus or get a double decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real shy girl. I take it down, down. Woo! I take it down, down. I take it down, down. Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car and go, boy. Anytime that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real sweet girl. I think it down, down, yeah. I think it down, down, I think it down, down. I think it down, down, I think it down, down. I think it down, down, I think it down, down. I think it down, down, hey. I think it down, down, I think it down, down. I think it down, down, I think it down.
That's me. Des O'Connor with Dick a Dum Dum, King's Road. He's are the coasters.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees.
everybody always picking on me.
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing pinball? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Walks in the classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy?
Everybody always picking on me.
Saying the same thing. Why is everybody always picking on him? I do. You know, it does show that the story of King Charles III really does show two things. One, that good things happen to those who wait. And second, just how a man can improve himself just by hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and pulling himself up by his own bootstraps. More music after this.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work. I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant
my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
For instant information, here's the recipe for the brew. Take one radio.
Take one radio.
Then add you.
Tonight at Francis McClure Elementary School in White Oak, students from the Founders Hall Drama Club are presenting Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. That's at 7 o'clock. 500 Longview Road in White Oak. The box office opens at 6 o'clock. And tickets are available at the box office. Where else would they be available? I have no idea. I've just completely ran out of things.
Pleasure is just a click away with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
Just so excited about going to Dayton, Ohio in 2 weeks. I mean, wouldn't you be? I mean, it's Dayton. It's not like I'm going to Toledo or Columbus, Dayton.
No.
the Vandellas here on Radio 9 at 2:49. Much more music time. New music from Rec Hall coming up as we get ready to close out today's broadcast. Please make sure to stay tuned at 3 o'clock to the Giggle Post Broadcasting Network for smooth, relaxing, and easy. It's a nice way to ease into your Saturday afternoon. I'm going to be listening to it while I'm home cutting the grass. And then later on, maybe we'll be smoking the grass. Who knows? Anyways, we'll be cutting the grass and listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy as we chill out this afternoon. Coming up at 5 o'clock on WRCT, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange. At 5 o'clock on our internet affiliate, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the Tragical History Tour. Meanwhile, at 6 o'clock on WRCT, it's Mutations, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, and Moths in Your Mixers. It's Radio Free Radio with Steve, only on 88.3 WRCT.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Tragedy continues to cloud today's Kentucky Derby in Louisville, Kentucky. Another scratch this morning. Early favorite Forte has now been scratched from the race. It was the fifth scratch from the Derby in the days leading up to the $3 million race. Six horses have died at Churchill Downs in recent days. Means the cast of characters for the 149th Kentucky Derby has been rewritten again just hours before post time. The string of deaths has cast a pall over the race for Derby goers on a mostly warm day and partly sunny day. A horse in Saturday's second race, 3-year-old Chloe's Dream, took a bad step leaving the first turn. The gelding suffered a right front knee injury and had to be euthanized. A trainer has confirmed now to the Associated Press. The race is scheduled to get underway at 6:57 p.m., often called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. It kicks off the Triple Crown, which includes the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon hosting the Toronto Blue Jays in the second game of a three-game series. That game gets underway at 6:35. Joan Avedio is scheduled to take the call to the mound for the Buccos. Last night, the Blue Jays beat the Pirates, shut out the Pirates, actually, 4-0 at PNC Park, and the Buccos could only manage four hits in that shutout loss. Pittsburgh still in the top of the NL Central, but they are riding right now a five-game losing streak. Former New York Mets pitcher Matt Harvey will retire after a 9-year Major League Baseball career, he announced yesterday on Instagram. The right-handed pitcher last pitched at the Major League Baseball level for the Orioles back in 2021. He was suspended for 60 games in 2022 for violating the Major League's drug policy. Randy Rosarena homered in the first inning and then was hit by pitches in his next two appearances at the plate. That led to Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash coming out to argue with the umpires. He was then ejected as the Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 5-4 on Friday night. It was the first meeting in this season between the AL East rivals. And Anthony Santander is heating up, which is another good sign for the streaking Baltimore Orioles. They beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4 on Friday night.
Weather break, go, go!
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 74, cloudy overnight, low of 52. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 72. Monday showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, 76. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 74 in Beaver County, 70 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 69 right now at WRCT.
Let's stay up all night and forget our dreams, chasing neon highs through the empty streets. One last dance before the day's parade, and as the music stops, I stand and watch your colors fade.
She's got her eyes on the sun. Let's wait up all night for things to change. Don't act like you tried so hard when it's all the same. I lost my voice back against the wall. I wondered why it took so long to see you in your camouflage. Honestly, don't know why I'm paralyzed by your disguise. Don't copy yours, cause I'm losing my mind.
Music from Rec Hall.
Well,
and this is Carl Perkins.
All my friends are popping the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are popping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, Carl, you don't need no pills. Hey, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels and jukebox will cure your ill. Well, all my friends are bopping the blues. Must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues. Must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Well, the old cat bug bit me, man. I don't feel no pain.
Jay Thurber, I hope you know what your name is. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website and subscribe at jaythurbershow.com. I'll be back next weekend, good Lord willing, from noon to 3 on Saturday, right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Until then, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
Oh, the old boy's done got rhythm and blues, and he threw that crooked down.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Rockin' the blues and it must be going round. All my friends are bopping.
Stay tuned, smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien coming up next.
I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop. Rock, bop, rhythm and blues.
Smooth,
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
She said it's really a sin to be mean and cruel.